You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the Manchester United Weekly Podcast, live from Old Trafford, half-time at United against Chelsea, and United very happily 2-0 up. Sat in the Stretford end with a brand-spanking new guest this week who's decked out in his shorts, given the spring weather. Can you introduce yourself, please?
Can indeed. Hello, everybody. My name is Nathan Thomas. Known Harry for a couple of years now. Been sat together in here. Quite a few lows, but this season, a few more highs, which has been most welcome. So, yeah, delighted to be on.
And Nathan is on to talk about some other things apart from the game as well, which we'll get onto, including some very good news to do with the foundation and some lovely stories from the Manchester United Foundation. What's your official job title at the foundation again?
So I'm in the communications team. I execute communications is what I do.
He executes them all. Unlike Newcastle's owners who execute genuine people, but that's for another time. It's half-time, United 2-0 up. It's very comfortable, and to take one of the smallest positives, it's just nice that it's light. These end-of-the-season games are just actually really, really nice, aren't they? Well, I don't know why we play football in the winter.
I know, we were having this conversation before, weren't we? Like, it's just beautiful getting into Old Trafford when we walked up. And it's like sunshine, it's just like sun's just going down, those red shirts against the green grass, just beautiful, yeah. And it's just like summer football. Fantastic, what more could you want, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. It started very well for United in an unexpected way. It's not far off from what we might have expected from United-Chelsea this year, in that United are winning at half-time, and it's been incredibly funny watching Chelsea, whose forward line, I mean, ours is bad at times, but we have scored two. And honestly, Chelsea have been attacking towards the Stretford end, and Mudrick and Gallagher are having an absolute nightmare.
It's been such a weird game in many ways. Like, United pretty decent for the most part. One in particular really nice goal from Casemiro. But yeah, Chelsea, I haven't really watched that much of them. Followed the results, obviously, which have been sort of descendingly worse as the season got on. And build-up at times is all right, isn't it? But then just some of the sort of, like you say, we suffer from that at the moment a little bit. It's a bit of indecision, but my God, the quality or lack thereof from Chelsea has just been like, I've not seen it from a Chelsea team like that for a long time, especially when you consider the money that's been spent. But from a United point of view, yeah, decent enough. Two good goals, and, you know, we know what we need to do tonight, and it's been, yeah, confident enough. It's like Malassi's coming on here now, which is another change, maybe indicative of where we're at in terms of the game. But yeah, we're almost there, so happy days.
Yeah, that little show in the background from Malassi is coming out. I don't know who will come on for, but fair enough.
Maybe
Varane for a rest, yeah. Casemiro probably man of the half so far. A goal and a delightful little chip over.
He's been one of the real standouts of the season, and just such a joy to watch. And Martinez is the same. It's not just like about the quality they bring per se, but it's just watching him play is a joy. Like, you know, you think back to Scholes, I always say about Scholes, I just watch him play on his own all day, and Casemiro sort of brings that. I thought he looked really up for it tonight, throwing himself about as he tends to do, flirting with a booking more than one occasion. But
red.
Well, that's just not even goal there, Harry. But yeah, really smart again from him, and it was looked like a top header, and the ball was, yeah, just seen that before. Unbelievable, what a player.
Yeah, and it might be a little bit early to say this. We'll see how the second half goes, we'll see how Sunday goes, but the idea of Casemiro coming into form before the cup final, Martial scoring after a bad performance at Bournemouth. He's been all right here, he's not been brilliant, but he scored a goal, that's good. Sancho's been very hot and cold. He did well for the second goal to set Casemiro up. There was a moment about 4-5 minutes before that, which was very typical of Jaden this season, where he just did deny the thing that was on offer to him and let the chance go. But yeah, good first half so far. There's been a couple of foundation, I think kids invited by the foundation, taking penalties against Fred the Red at half time. But there was also an announcement about how much has been raised by season ticket holders this season for the foundation. It's brand new for this season, this scheme, isn't it? Tell us a bit about it, how much has been raised.
So we've raised an astonishing number that I only found out a week or so ago, and it's just over £550,000 that have basically come from season ticket holders who can't make the game, so they've returned their ticket to the club, but incredibly generously, rather than getting a refund or whatever it might be, they've sent that money on to the foundation, which we can now use in our projects across Greater Manchester, which is incredible. Like, makes me proud as a season ticket holder, someone who works there, who cares about Manchester United and what we do in the community. For those that don't know, the foundation set up to kind of continue the ethos of Manchester United developing young people. We do that in the community, both in a sport and academic and just in general mental, physical health kind of way. So this is going to go a long way to helping a lot of people.
I think that's one of the key things to say, because I don't think I knew this until a couple of years ago, that there's a very clear link between the foundation and the Busby Babes. And I don't think that's... It often feels like it's just a charity arm of the club, but it's more than that.
Yeah, I agree. And it is something where, to me, it feels like a really snug fit. It's not like something done to romanticise for a marketing thing. It really works in the way that we are a young person's charity. We look after kids from the ages of 5 all the way up to sort of 21 university age in a variety of different ways. We're partnered with 64 schools around Greater Manchester, primary, secondary, special needs. We have community football projects. It's a real big operation, and we're doing what Manchester United should do, supporting young people, raising their aspirations, and as I say, the money is going to be so beneficial to what we do.
Brilliant. We'll have a couple of stories from some recent projects that Nathan's been on, because there's some nice little stories about a couple of the first teamers, a couple of the United women players as well, but watch the second half before that happens, and hopefully United can double this scoreline before the 90 minutes are up.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome back to the Manchester United Weekly Podcast. United 4-1 in the end. A great goal it capped off by a great goal from João Félix, which was kind of a kick in the teeth, but also actually just quite nice to watch. It should have been 6-0, yeah. Absolutely should have been 6-0. The mood is very good at Old Trafford. Apart from conceding, I couldn't have gone much better, could it, Nathan?
Not particularly. Yeah, really, really good in the end. I guess Anthony being the other sour point, fingers crossed that he makes a quick recovery. But yeah, really good. Bright second half, really positive, and unusually for us, 4 goals, which is, it's been plenty of times where it should have been 4. But yeah, today we got it, so happy days.
Yeah, and Martial had a couple of off moments in the second half, but what I was saying at half time about the right players building momentum towards the cup final. Fernandes scoring, Rashford scoring, Martial scoring. And it's pretty much perfect. Casemiro, we knew already, was kind of build that form, but Rashford and Martial scoring is massively positive. And yeah, builds a great final day of the season. We should talk a bit before you run off to get home about, well, first let's start with Fernandes, because we just heard him being serenaded off the pitch. He's always been a bit of a gent with a foundation, hasn't he?
Yeah, Bruno's great. We all absolutely love him. He was our community champion last year. That's something that the PFA do. So it's awarding a player, both men's and women's team, who have been particularly strong in terms of supporting their community, their relevant community outlet. Obviously, in our case, it's the foundation. Bruno's just generally like really, really keen to help out, and I think he, I don't know, it's a cliche to say like he gets Man United, but on, you know, the times that I've had dealings with him, and certainly colleagues of mine, we all say the same. Really, really passionate about it. I think he recognises that, you know, United should be in the community, whether that be Manchester or further afield. He did one thing in particular which I thought was quite nice. On one of our BTEC courses, we have a guy called Stefan who he emigrated over. I think he came from Albania originally. And Bruno had a really nice chat with him, and it was kind of just two people relating to moving to a new country at a young age. And I know Stefan really, really enjoyed it. And in fact, Stefan went on to present Bruno with the award I just mentioned. So, yeah, he's, yeah, we love Bruno.
Are there any other players who have been particularly standout in recent weeks? I know you've had a couple of really nice events, both men's and women's teams recently.
I mean, a big shout out to Aoife Mannion first and foremost, who has been equal to Bruno, if not surpassing the great Magnifico in just her desire to take part. She's done at least three or four events within the past couple of months, which is pretty good going. Most recently, she got the girls together to bring over, to get the girls to come and visit a group of girls we brought from a school of ours in Oldham. All really keen female players, and honestly, the reaction from those young girls when the likes of Ella Toon and Leslie Risser came over, they were genuinely overcome, which was really nice, as I said to you before, in terms of seeing these girls react in that way, seeing their heroes who happen to be, instead of Marcus Rashford and Bruno Fernandes, it's Ella, it's Aoife, whoever that might be. So that was really nice, and Aoife's been fantastic with us. Turn it back to the men's team, we had Fred and Alejandro at a school in Chorlton this week, that was really, really good. I unfortunately didn't get to see it, but I was told that Fred was partaking in the very English game of Rounders.
That's a sight for everyone to picture.
I know, exactly. And apparently he had no clue what was going on. But, you know, he did his best, bless him. But, yeah, he's been lovely. I mean, look, he just needs to flash those pearly whites, doesn't he, Fred?
Yeah. Well, so does Garnacho these days.
That is true. That is very true. That was a bright, bright day at Chorlton the other day, needless to say. But just moving in very briefly, just in terms of on a serious note, I mentioned earlier about the campaign that we did and the 550,000 that has been raised. You know, ultimately, like, it's great to have this player support and some light-hearted stories like that. But ultimately, at the moment, we're facing things. We were talking about one in four children in Great Manchester living in poverty. And, you know, we're all feeling the pinch at the moment, which, again, makes this generosity even kind of more overwhelming in many ways. But, you know, there are a lot of people who are really suffering. And the money that we've got from that is going to go into really developing young people that might otherwise slip through the net. And obviously, it's great to have fan support, player support, as I've alluded to. And, yeah, to me, I'm a Red, work for the foundation, yes, but it makes me even prouder to be a United fan.
And I know we're getting into summer and things could often ease for people in need in summer. Not everyone, but some of them. But winter will come again, and I think everyone living in the UK, but probably globally, realises like how hard this winter was, but particularly in the UK with energy prices and whatever. And I know Foundation did quite a lot. There was a sleep out in the tunnel in, was it November or early December?
Early December.
Is it going to be another one of those? Probably another one of those this year?
Yes, we believe so. I think obviously, yeah, winter extremely difficult for a lot of families that we support. But even in the summer, you know, they kids will break up, and a lot of them rely on that school provision and that support, whether that be in terms of like physical support with our coaches on the ground, or even just kind of nourishment. So our work will continue. It genuinely doesn't stop throughout the year. It's a 24/7 thing at times. We have a lot of people working on the ground, as I said, about our 64 schools. Football projects in every borough in Greater Manchester.
We're now Street Reds.
Street Reds, exactly. We're in Northern Ireland.
Marcus was at Street Reds, wasn't he? Just seen him score in front of you.
We've had quite a few. Marcus went to our Street Reds session in Wivenshaw the day after he'd scored against Midtjylland, which is quite a story. Zidane went to Street Reds at Wally Range. So, yeah, we've had some pretty famous faces there, obviously, before they were famous. But I think it adds to that feel of that collectivity of yes, Manchester United is a global club, they create global superstars, but a lot of them come from very humble beginnings. And for the other kids in that area that want to aspire to be something more, whether that's being the next Marcus Rashford or whether that is just creating a life for themselves and a good life for themselves, that's what we strive to do.
Yeah, lovely sentiment. I'll let you go with, I'm not going to ask for a prediction for Sunday because the game's means nothing. We're in the Champions League now. The cup final. We'll be going together, sat in block. We won 1-1-1. Been around that area for the League Cup final and the semi-final. We're hoping that the fact we're in the same area is a good omen, but I mean, Chelsea's a nice confidence booster, isn't it?
It is. I think I was kind of thinking before the game it'd be nice. Obviously, we want to get the Champions League sewn up, but just to show, build a bit of momentum. The goals were great tonight. Look, cup final is going to be extremely difficult, but stranger things have happened in football. I've watched this club long enough to know that, and this team has got a chance. We've beaten once already this year. I think the players, everyone knows the significance of it, both in terms of the first Manchester derby, what else is riding on it, which we know. So look, it's going to be difficult, but I'm going to go for a repeat of the derby earlier this year and go for 2-1 United.
I think we all know Haaland's going to score, so everyone I've asked for a prediction has gone 2-1. So, you know City will score.
So, I mean, Haaland, and we obviously know that Degos is going to bag the winner. Yeah. He's saving up that goal, is what it is. I'm sure everyone listening to this will agree with me. So, he's, you know, look, guys, you never know. Keep the faith.
Right, we better all get home. Thank you very much for talking to us, and keep up the good work. And if people are interested in donating to the foundation, it's quite easy to find, isn't it? Just look up United Foundation. And
if you follow us on Twitter, we're MU_Foundation, and then Manchester United Foundation on Instagram and Facebook. For season ticket holders listening, who maybe have been thinking, oh, next year, maybe I'll support in the way in terms of donating your ticket. Every email you get from the club before the game has a link in there. You can do it that way, or you can log onto your account. It's pretty straightforward. But yeah, thank you everyone who has done that this year. It really means a hell of a lot.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. It's a shorter than usual episode, but being an interesting one. And what a beautiful spring's evening at Old Trafford. Thanks for listening. You know where to find us, as always. Goodbye. Podcast Network.